He ain't never gonna settle down.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump and J.D. Vance sworn into office in the Capitol Rotunda. The 47th president, in his first speech that followed, vowed to usher in a new golden age.
Above all, my message to Americans today is that it is time for us to once again act with courage, vigor, and the vitality of history's greatest civilization.
President Trump also pledging to reverse the Biden administration's executive orders. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the day.
We expect him to do some signing ceremonies still up at the Capitol and then head down to Capitol One Arena, where a lot of his supporters have been standing in lines for hours to get in. That's where the parade was moved. They took the outdoor parade. They're going to do an indoor celebration there. The president and first lady are expected to stop by. And then he's going to be here at the White House. And that's when we expect some of those executive orders to be signed.
Former President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were outside the Capitol and boarded a military helicopter departing Washington, D.C. This is ABC News. Costco workers are preparing for a possible walkout. Teamsters union members Sunday authorizing a strike, more than 85% voting to hit the picket lines. At issue, wages and benefits, a walkout could happen at the end of the month. An American killed on a Caribbean vacation over the weekend has been identified as a sheriff's deputy from Cooks County, Illinois. 50-year-old Shimon Duncan was shot at a popular restaurant in the Turks and Caicos, police calling it a stray bullet. Her son, Saman Payton.
Just wish it was someone else rather than my mother, but I'm a God-fearing man, so I don't want to put that pain on nobody else. I'll take it.
After weeks of searching, crews in Nevada finding a missing plane near Mount Jefferson over the weekend. Officials say the aircraft has significant damage, but still no word on the whereabouts of the pilot. Michael Martin, the only person believed to have been on board. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, auto.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, auto.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is critical of the response to the Los Angeles wildfires by California officials. During last week's confirmation hearing for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security in the Trump administration, Johnson criticized California officials' handling of the Los Angeles wildfires, as well as the federal government's response to natural disasters.
You can't prevent a hurricane. You can't prevent floods. But you certainly can try and start reducing the moral hazard that we've allowed to explode, quite honestly.
Also last week, the Wisconsin Republican said he'd want to place conditions on any federal aid to California, saying the state's environmental policies increase the risk of wildfires there. The TikTok ban apparently motivated a Fox Valley arson fire over the weekend.
The fire caused minor damage to a Fond du Lac strip mall, which houses Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office. Fond du Lac police and fire rescue crews dispatched to the scene shortly after 1 o'clock Sunday morning. Police located a 19-year-old Menasha man near that strip mall who allegedly admitted to setting the fire because of the TikTok ban. He was arrested on a charge of arson and jailed. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is experiencing a blast of extremely cold weather, and the Department of Health Services wants to make sure you know how to stay safe. Dr. Cheryl Bednow at DHS says certain groups are at higher risk.
Those that are very young, infants and older adults. Those with problems with their circulation may be more prone to frostbite. Those who consume alcohol, those who work outside may be at higher risk. Those who are experiencing homelessness.
Make sure you're taking breaks from the outside if possible, hydrating, and wearing proper clothing. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 7 below zero at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
25. That means the markets are closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Government offices are also closed. But there is a lot happening in D.C. with the inauguration of President Donald Trump. It is a big day of remembrance and of making new history in this great country.
From one big, beautiful nation via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete, that's Greg Peterson. Then it's Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop for a preview of the upcoming Top Producer Confab in sunny Kansas City. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
You know what, it's cold out there, Davis. Yeah. It is cold out there. Everybody be safe. Yep. No question about it. Happy Monday, man. How are you?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. Happy Monday to you and to all of us.
And what a Monday it is. What a Monday it is. MLK Jr. Day. We cannot lose track of that.
Correct.
And how important it is to celebrate the life, the achievements, the vision of Martin Luther King Jr. for this country. And the message of peace. And equality, it's something that we cannot forget. No question about that.
Yeah.
At the same time, it is a big day of celebration for this country, for a lot of people. There's a lot of anxiety to go along with it. I get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, it is a day of celebration with the inauguration of President Donald Trump. It's a day that a lot of people have been looking forward to, Davis.
Indeed.
Yes.
A lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty. Last week we saw a lot of that uncertainty in the markets, the stock market, the commodities, everything just sort of making these wild gyrations all last week. I love the volatility, and I know, people trying to accomplish things here. Love the volatility as well. I wonder if at least we can get some uncertainty peeled off here in the weeks and months that come. I would like that.
Yeah. For the markets, because of all the trade talk and the tariff talk and the uncertainty over the continuation of some biofuels projects and so on, we are going to learn a lot, a lot over the next week, 2 weeks, month, 2 months, because it, as I've said, I mean, this, the, there is a learning curve associated with this presidency. Mm-hmm. We cannot forget that. Yes, it's Trump 2.0, but 2.0 is brand new. It's different than 1.0. We've got to be willing to keep our eyes open, learn, and adjust mm-hmm. to what is happening out there. So it's an exciting time, man.
It really is
an exciting time.
It really is. Were you watching some of the hearings last week at all for the
To take in as much of it as I possibly could. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Bessent was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Lee Zelling, jeez, have I got the name right? Good grief!
Man, I'm no good at
you
these
would
yet.
Think that yeah. you would yeah. think that I would have that Zeldin, Lee Zeldin, Hegseth defense. It was all very intriguing. We've got some more intrigue and interest and learning to do about cabinet people coming up this week. It looks like Brooks Rollins on Thursday is if there's a rubber stamp for a nominee in this whole process, I think it's going to be Brooks Rollins. She will be our next secretary of at USDA.
Okay. So. All right.
All right. What else is going on?
Well, I pulled a couple of things. Let's see. Let's start here. USDA Friday morning published the interim rule in the Federal Register on technical guidance for climate smart agriculture. Speaking of peeling away some of that uncertainty that's in our lives here in the ag sector, we've at least got some technical guidance. The rules are expected to be finalized by the Trump administration, climate smart agriculture and such. Chip?
This is a big, big question mark for us going forward. We talked about it last week. On one hand, we are making progress in putting the pieces of the puzzle around the clean fuels, the low carbon fuels process, including the quote unquote climate smart ag practices that will make crops eligible for the 45Z credits. Now, the good news is that it's been unbundled. The reduced till, no till has been unbundled from the cover crops, has been unbundled from the high efficiency fertilizer processes that are out there. So it doesn't take all three to get a crop eligible. You can now be eligible based on how you're using each and every individual practice. So I think that's really important. But the other side of the equation is how much support are these programs under the Inflation Reduction Act from the Biden administration? How much support are they going to get from the Trump administration going forward? I think that's part of the thing that we're going to learn here in the next 60 days.
Absolutely. I'm going to lob this one across the plate, and if you don't like it, just don't swing. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent. Bessent? I got to watch more TV. Scott
Bessent
reaffirmed his support for Federal Reserve independence before the Senate Finance Committee last week. Chip, I wonder if you could just talk to me. Federal Reserve independence. I guess I thought that was a given. Bessent's comments might suggest otherwise.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there. Hello, Bubba. That are telling us we need to get rid of the Fed. Okay, so it's either a question of the Fed remaining independent or the Fed being dissolved. And I anticipate it that it is going to be a very, very active first 2 years of the Trump administration. I don't think the Fed is something that is going to make a whole the continuing or not continuing the Fed. I don't think that's going to be a headline maker for us in the next 2 years. I think we go forward with some basically SOP, standard operating procedures.
Well, let's look quickly to South America. Brazilian corn exports to Egypt skyrocketed 174% in 2024. Positioning Egypt as Brazil's top corn buyer. Agribusiness trade drove this surge, with Egypt importing $3.3 billion in Brazilian agribusiness products, marking a 91.4% annual increase. A little shift in the trade flows there, Chip.
There's a lot of potential shifts in the trade flows that the markets are very, very concerned about because of the talk of the tariffs. And there may have been some front running to get sure. product in position ahead of today, ahead of the inauguration.
Yep. Well, just one more here. China's economy achieved 5% growth, apparently, in 2024, hitting the government's target largely due to a stronger-than-expected fourth quarter. How do you like that, Chip? China's economy hit the government's number.
Believe it or not, and it's still sputtering. I think last week what I said was we poured a whole can of sea foam into the tank and sprayed ether in the carburetor, and they still can't get that thing running. So,
All right,
speaking of iron, we've got an extended conversation. You guys, get ready for this, because we are going to dive deep into what's happening in the used equipment market with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Extended conversation coming your way next here on AgriTalk.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Scammers off.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first, with farmland rates as low as 5.76%. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, Monday morning. That means it's time for a conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. How you doing, Greg?
Well, I'm hanging in there, Chip. How are you doing? Week off to a good start here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Stay warm out there. Wow.
Yeah, welcome to winter. Character building.
No doubt. Well, it is quite the treat that we've got for you today, because we're going to spend a couple of segments talking with Greg, and then the upcoming segment, we're going to talk about some of the overall trends that we're seeing in the used equipment market. But hey, we got to kick this off the way that we always do. Let's get right to it with the pick of the week. What do you got?
Yeah, couldn't hardly go any direction other than this one this week, Chip. It was a sale on Tuesday. My friends at Adam Marshall Land and Auction out of Kearney, Nebraska.
Yeah.
They have cool events. That's statewide Nebraska. They also have, I think, some Colorado and Kansas items, but from all over the state. And they had a tractor off a local estate from Burwell, Nebraska. Okay. That had people talking last week. It was a 1979 International 986, 2,308 original hours.
Oh, wow.
And the picture of it looked like it was kind of sitting on the dealer lot back there, back at the end of the Carter administration. And I knew it was going to go sell high, and it did. It brought 23 and a quarter. That's actually the third highest auction price I've ever seen on a IH-986. I did get some interesting comments when I posted the story. The people were looking at the highest price one, and I'd kind of forgotten about it. It was a little over 3 years ago when Meekum Gone Farming was doing their collector sales in East Moline back November of 21. They had a 78 model 986, only had 35 hours on it. Still had the factory tags on it. They said it smelled like new in the cab. That brought 52 and a half, but 23 and a quarter, pretty solid for third place.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a story to go along with the low hours like that on a tractor from 1979. Greg, I mean, you're talking about, you're triggering all kinds of memories in my brain waves right now. I mean, the old 986, when it came onto the market, holy smokes, that was horsepower on horsepower.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny you stand next to a 986 or like a 4840 Deere these days at an auction or on a lot, and, you know, you get visiting, and you're right. That's what people say. That's what I think. It's like, this was the monster of the day.
Yeah,
and I guess it's a commentary on, you know, how far right or wrong, whatever, how big the equipment has got and advanced and slash complicated and that whole thing. But yeah, and it really wasn't that long ago. I mean, 1979, shoot, that's 46 years ago. So
yeah,
I guess blink your eyes and what was big then is not big now.
Yeah, blink your eyes and here we are.
We're vintage.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I got to believe that somebody's looking to put a little restoration into that tractor, aren't they?
Well, it really looked fantastic. I wasn't able to get out and see it, but so I don't know how much work they need to do. I think the interesting question on those, people always assume that it's going to like a, you know, a big red collector and I'll never see the light of day, it'll be in the barn. And that could be, but my experience has been that 50 to 60% of the time, actually people buy those tractors to use them.
Put them to work.
What you find is that people say, well, that was either my favorite or my dad or my grandpa's favorite tractor. And here along comes one with 2,308 original hours. So, I mean, when are you going to find another one like it? So, 23 and a quarter, it's easy for Machinery Pete to say, hey, third highest price. But, I mean, it's kind of like a time machine. So if it makes you happy and you can take it out and do some field work with it, I mean, you can't put a price tag on that, how that, the happiness meter. So I've always,
that's right.
I kind of fun to see these things actually go back and do a little work.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. All right, what do you got coming up?
Well, a couple auctions I'm kind of looking at. There's one on Wednesday, our friends at purplewave.com. And by the way, if you haven't kept up with Purple Wave, their online auction, they are really, really growing. They partnered a while ago with, I'm trying to remember the name of the company. It's like Copart, online auction company that specializes in kind of the, I think on the auto side, like vehicles, damaged vehicles, insurance type auctions, and just a worldwide leader, a huge company, and they've really invested in Purple Wave. So they're really adding territory managers all over the place. And Wednesday, they have one of their ag equipment online auctions. And last week, I traveled out to Indiana to do a little feature. They have an organization out there, Keystone Cooperative, a huge co-op in Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and they have 40 sprayers and spreaders on this January 22nd sale on Wednesday. So we worked with the Purple Wave folks and the Keystone folks, did a little preview. And so again, that's purplewave.com on Wednesday. So if you're looking for a good sprayer, folks, they got lots of options there.
All right. What's going on down in Georgia?
Georgia on Saturday, January 25th, Silver Creek, Georgia. I just did a little video preview of this auction. Check out Machine Repeat social media. You'll run across the preview, folks. But it's a sale by Iron Auction Group, and it's for All Star Farms. Really a variety. So whatever you're looking for, they got probably have it on this sale. Trucks, trailers, livestock equipment, some really good livestock equipment. Sales in Northwest Georgia. Just a couple of the trailers and trucks I wanted to highlight. They got a 2007 Peterbilt 379, just over 800,000 miles on it with a new engine with a 4-year warranty. That's generating a lot of sparks. Looks really clean. And then if you know anyone that's looking for a dump truck, they got three Freightliners late models, Freightliner 122 SDs, a couple of 22s and a 21 model. And then, trailers, which people, I don't write about those much, but we have so many prices on trailers going back 35 years. Yep. They've got four 23 model Fontaine 48-foot flatbeds on this auction. And All Star Farms, when we did the interview, talked to their folks, you know, a lot of times people say, well, why do they have all that late model stuff when they're selling it? And they're just kind of reorganizing their business, getting out of the, just kind of downsizing there. So some really good equipment, 8 John Deere tractors. And again, the sale Saturday. Check it out at ironauctiongroup.com.
Good one. No doubt. Hey, let's circle back up to Keystone, Keystone Cooperative. What did you learn when you were talking to them about what they are doing with the high school?
Yeah, it's really cool. Thanks for bringing that up, Chip. I did want to touch on that when we spent time last week. And I was in Decatur, Indiana, talking to the Keystone Cooperative folks. They have an amazing program. I'm going to get a video out on it. It's called their SEED program. I think it stands for Securing Experience Employment Development. So basically, if you're a high school senior in Michigan, Indiana, or Ohio, and you're kind of sensing like, I don't know if college really is the ticket, it's so expensive, I'm not sure. I tell you what, this could be something for you folks, so parents out there listening. But it's a great program. It's a 2-year program. They get the kids in, and they provide them in rotating segments, 4-month spans of time, exposure to Keystone's core businesses, so grain, energy, agronomy, swine and animal nutrition, and the corporate side. So the kids go in for 4-month stints, and you're rolling up your sleeves, you're right in it. It's not like the old internship where you're just kind of, you know, you're part of the team. And of course, Keystone is investing in the kids, hoping that they can, get some long-term employees. And But the feedback they've been getting is fantastic. And the applications are open through January 31st. So if you just go to KeystoneCoop.com, and then you'll find under the careers, you'll find a link for the SEED program. So again, if you want to make some good money right out of high school and get just tremendous experience with a huge organization, Keystone Cooperative, folks with a good heart, I think this is a great program, and my hat's off to them for how they're investing in it.
That's fantastic. It's more than an internship. It's an apprenticeship.
It really is. And when I was interviewing Lauren Bachtold, their marketing director, about it, it was resonating for me because I was remembering back when I was 18 and I went to 4-year school, got an accounting degree, but I didn't really know.
Yeah,
I like numbers. Do I want to be an accountant? Do I want to be a teacher, a coach? I don't know. And the cost with college now, it is what it is. But, you know, these organizations, smart organizations like Keystone Cooperative, they're investing in young people. And again, you come out with the experience. So if you want to parlay that into a farm equipment dealership, and you know, a lot of it is tailored too. I mean, if you love farming, but maybe the opportunity isn't there to come back to farm.
Yep.
I mean, to be involved in agriculture, it's a great path forward.
It's fantastic. Really good stuff. Okay, we're in the middle of a conversation with Greg Peterson. We're going to keep it going next here on AgriTalk.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and AgDay's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Attention all egg producers, it's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. With high temperatures staying sub-zero and winds whipping out of the northwest, it's creating dangerous wind chills, where highs today are really feeling more like 25 below. A cold weather advisory is in effect now and switches to an extreme cold warning overnight tonight. We're to be feeling 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 7 below zero at our studios.
Trust it. Tradition.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Look in my eyes. What do you
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're in the middle of an extended conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Really cool that we get to spend this much time with Greg. Greg, one of the things that we're always looking at and looking forward to from your shop is what you are sharing on social media, whether it be on a YouTube channel, whether it be wherever it is in a podcast. What have you got coming up? Give us a preview.
Well, we just posted our latest podcast episode. I'd had a little break there, and I've mentioned it before, Chip, and you, I'm sure you can relate. But the podcast format of all the content we do, it's right up there, kind of one of my favorites, just because it's long form, and you get to have a chance to have a conversation. So I'd been meaning to do this one for a while, and I posted it. You can just find it right on machinerypete.com, folks. Under, you click on the media button, and you'll find podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. So at the top of the podcast, I wanted to just kind of, you know, a little bit wrap up 2024, early 25, my thoughts on trends in the market. So I did that. But then also our interview was with Alex and Gina Kerr from Mount Sterling, Illinois. Fantastic couple there. I met them years ago at a Sullivan auction in the West Central Illinois there. And I tell you, Alex and Gina, deep, deep roots on the farming side and on the equipment side. So Alex has been kind of, I guess you'd say, a broker buying and selling used equipment for many years. It's a great selection of equipment, Kerr equipment. But saw the need last year. They actually started their own auction company, Kerr Auction, in Mount Sterling. And in 6 months, they already have a three-state footprint. So they've done successful consignment sales at Alma Center, Wisconsin, Mount Sterling, Illinois, and Torrington, Wyoming. In fact, on the Wyoming sale they had right after Thanksgiving, they sold a John Deere 9600 combine with 2,451 SEP hours for $30,000. That was the second highest I'd seen in over 2 years. 9600 without a head. So having successful sales, and they're looking to add a fourth location actually in Pennsylvania coming up here early in 25. So it was a joy to talk to Alex and Gina. And Alex did something, Chip, last year that I thought was, it really grabbed my attention on social media. Okay. You know, again, he has equipment for sale, which you can find at machinerypete.com. But he was walking the lot one day, and he realized that three or four of the tractors that he was selling had come off situations where, you know, it was unfortunately a suicide on farms around the country. And Alex buys and sells all the time, auctions and private and stuff. And he just felt in his heart he wanted to say something. So he did a real organic little social media, and he just said, hey, folks, you know, we this is tough, and times are getting tougher, but if you need to talk, he goes, I'm no expert, just call me. And it was so from the heart. We shared it, and it got picked up. And but Alex and Gina, they're good people. They farm, and that's what I like with their auction play, is they know farming, and they know the used equipment business, and it's taken off for them, and I think you'll enjoy the conversation, folks, on the latest Machinery Pete podcast.
Yeah, good for them, and good for you for sharing that. That's absolutely an angle and an issue that we need to bring out and give more, you know, put more sunlight on it and have more conversation about it. It absolutely has to happen. So, all right. So you mentioned that one of the things that you were working on was putting together your thoughts on the trends in the, from the markets in 2024. Mm-hmm. What'd you settle on? What were some of the major trends?
Well, I think the thing I was watching coming into November, December, again, 2024, I mean, it was pretty well established as year one of recalibrating used equipment values, particularly on the large ag side, grain focus, so harvest equipment, high horse tractors, planters. Livestock, of course, has been, that sector has been stronger. But, you know, November, December, what I was seeing, Chip, was kind of a split in the market based somewhat on geography, but more so on age of the equipment. So while dollars are tight, you know, this stuff that's 10 plus, not just the pre-def stuff, just 10 years old, you know, in really good shape, those dollars are holding together and the auction prices are there. Now, if you drift into the 1, 2, 3 year old stuff, that's really interesting because the volume of it has been such an increase.
Yeah.
Now, given that huge volume, and I'm talking about things like, and I shared this in the podcast, but if you look at high horse tractors, say 175 horse and up, 2024, we saw 114% jump in the number of 0 to 3 year old high horse units sold at auction. Mm-hmm. Now, no secret what that is. That's basically dealers being super aggressive because it's tough paying 8% interest. If it sits on the lot, and they're just trying to get out ahead of it and taking, frankly, some significant losses, but needing to do so. And the manufacturers like Deere and Case, and you know, they're all jumping in trying to help their dealers deal with this excess, you know, late model used stuff. So we talked a lot about that. And I think 2025 here, you know, is going to be year two. So it's just a question of, will the depreciation rate pick up and get, you know, a little tougher on that big late model stuff, or will it hold? And I talked about looking in the past for a lesson. And to me, that's, you know, January 20 or kind of mid 13, mm-hmm. May, June of 13 through end of 15. That was the mm-hmm. biggest drop I've ever seen with late model big used items. And so that took just over 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. So people are starting to ask now, not just the investor Wall Street types, but how long will this downturn last? And nobody has a crystal ball, but talking about, you have to have your eyes open to the fact that dealers are being so aggressive, pushing more of this stuff out than they did. And actually compared back to a decade ago, year one was 2014. And if you looked on that same 120, 175 plus horse, last year, we saw 126.5% more 0 to 3 year old units sold at auction versus 14.
Okay.
So, you know, you could argue that, and this was kind of one of the points I've been trying to make, is that I think we're structurally setting up for more of this extreme boom bust.
Okay.
So, you know, right now, the dealers, manufacturers, they're dealing with this excess used, push it out, get rid of it. They're pinching off production of new. Closing plants, slowing down because, you know, frankly, they want to hold the new price point. They don't want to back up on that. So then if we do this for another year, 2 years, whatever, whenever corn and beans go up,
yeah,
guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Is that everybody then will be like, oh, it's been 4 years since I got to update my planter.
Yep.
Well, problem is everyone else is thinking the same thing. So there, the production will ramp up. We can only get so many. You've got a little lottery system going here. So we'll see what we saw in 21 and 2. And that's, I think, what's setting up. So I'm not telling you to get your checkbook out, but I think by the end of 2025, it's going to be like, hey, you know, you've got a great chance to buy some high quality used 2, 3, 4, 5 year old stuff. And if you apply the machine repeat rule of 10-year-old rule, which has been true for 35 years, if you buy a low-hour 5-year-old unit the next year, in 5 years, you're going to have a low-hour 10-year-old unit that everyone's going to want.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's how to play the game.
Okay. Interesting. So I know that you get several opportunities a year to sit with that quote-unquote investment crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a cautious bunch right now? What are they thinking?
Well, you talk to these folks too, Chip, so you know. But the part I enjoy about it is trying to look beyond what's happening today, you know, tomorrow, next week, this month. I mean, those folks really have to focus on long-term conditions, you know, in this case, for how it applies to new equipment sales. So they're talking to farmers, you know, dealers, and then I'm sort of the I don't know how you describe what I do, but hopefully an unbiased truth teller based on data
observer.
And trends.
Yeah.
Observer. And we're working in, you know, our supply and demand issues. We keep track of that stuff. So I would say they're very aware of the truth that farmers are dealing with. Like, this is tough.
Right.
So how do you feel about buying new equipment for 25? Well, not super cheery, okay? So you got to chew on that. Then there's the dealer side. and more so than I've ever seen in 35 years, partly because these dealers are, there's fewer of them and they're huge. Their mindset is like nothing I've ever seen. They are like, we are dealing with used. That's what we're about now. And so much so that it's pushed back to the manufacturer, where almost these big dealers are semi-dictating, like, you know what? Yeah, we want to sell new, but we got to deal with, we're paying 8% interest on all this stuff.
Right.
And we don't, it's tough. So right. Help us move this stuff. And that's, I have not ever seen before. So again, you could argue that those efforts combined with the dealers pushing all this stuff out to auction last year is going to minimize how long this depressed condition is there. So if you're an investor,
interesting.
You know, I guess in a harsh way, I like that if you're trying to decide if you're going to, you know, buy Deere or K stock. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Greg, we've only got 20 seconds left, but where are you going to be? Where can we find you?
Hey, Thursday I'll be in Mankato for the Minnesota Ag Expo, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, doing a little talk over there. Great event. And then Saturday I'll be over in Glencoe, Minnesota at the McLeod County Corn and Soybean Growers event, 7 p.m. And they wanted me to talk not so much about trends, but kind of more stories from the trail from 35 years. So looking forward to Glencoe on Saturday evening.
Fantastic. Greg, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll be back with more AgriTalk in a moment.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
That Corteva AgriScience joins us right now. Sam, I look at the drought monitor map, and good grief, we've got a lot of dry areas out there, and with this transition in the big weather systems out there, it looks like it might stick around.
Yeah, unfortunately, Chip, that's what I'm looking at too, and for those producers that have had drought-like conditions, it looks like it's only going to persist.
So what have you got at Corteva to help us manage those challenges?
Yeah, so I would say in general, those that are prepared for this don't make a drought last any longer than it has to. So in my space, in the range and pasture space, when we have good growing conditions for our forages, timely rains, we want to capitalize on them. So I think about new herbicides like Novagraze, which is a broad-spectrum herbicide that controls a lot of weeds. I think biennial thistles, buttercup species, ironweed species. But here's the kicker, Chip. It does all that while preserving white clover and annual Lespedisa. So totally new herbicide, unique to the market.
Okay, timing on application of all this, Sam, because when I look at the timing of a potential drought, we got to get out there and get this stuff treated early, right?
Yeah, you bet. So a lot of these we would actually be putting out in the spring of 2025.
Okay.
So we want to go on, you know, young growing weeds so we can get good control of them. And then we want to capitalize on what I'm hoping for are some good rains in the spring so we can get some of that good growth. When you think about cool season grasses that are intermingled with these white clover and annual Lespedeza.
All right, Sam, where can listeners go for more information?
On the NovaGraze, you can go to novagraze.us. And also we have a very talented range and pasture specialist team across the U.S. So reach out to those folks and they can tell you in more detail about it.
Sam Ingram, he is a range and pasture field scientist at Corteva AgriScience.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The markets are closed. Just had a great conversation there with Greg Peterson. And what is coming up? We've got the 2025 Top Producer Summit coming up in Kansas City, February 17th through the 19th at the Lowe's Hotel right there in downtown KC. And Margie Eckelkamp, editor of Top Producer, is going to be our host there. She joins us right now. Hey, Margie, how's it going?
Hey, Chip, really excited to share a little bit more details and also give the audience a special offer. So there's my teaser. So folks, tune in to the rest of our conversation.
There you go. All right. It's always a great meeting. The lineup of speakers is always top notch. When you look at the 2025 TPS, what are you thinking?
Yeah, Chip, and you are in that lineup of speakers, and I'm going to be excited to see you and hear what you have to share during a panel discussion about the future of the ag economy this coming year with Tyne Morgan and other leading economists. But you're right, Top Producer Summit, our focus is really on how to help outfit business leaders for their farm and ranch's prosperity. So we've got speakers about the economic outlook. We have Nate Kaufman from the KC Fed coming. We have the panel you're participating in. We also have policy with Mary Kay Thatcher from Syngenta giving us what the outlook could be there, which is notable today on Inauguration Day. And then also we have a look into the bigger technology future with Byron Reese. He has actually written a book about the future of everything and had a whole chapter about agriculture and what does farming look like in the future? And I think that's really important as we enter a new year. Folks have new goals for their farm and they're wondering how to achieve those.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is leadership. Mm-hmm. So I'm speaking to all those on-farm managers, business owners, and helping outfit you as a leader for you and your team. And we have a great speaker in Zach Arend, and he's going to talk about his actual days from the rodeo and, and how he can apply the sport of rodeo and what it means to be creative and have a real resonance in your leadership. So I'm really looking forward to hearing from these speakers. That's always a big takeaway of the event.
Yeah.
But you and I know, Chip, there's another big component to Top Producer Summit, and that's the networking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And steel sharpens steel, yep. right? And you get in this room with hundreds of leading producers, and yep. it's just pretty inspiring to hear about what other folks are willing to try and how you can bounce off your own ideas from folks across right. the industry.
Right. Well, one of the things that I really appreciate about TPS is that at some conferences, when you go into a speaker, you're getting educated. Boom, boom, boom. Here it is. Take it. At TPS, the presentations, the conversations that are happening at the breakout sessions, that are happening in the general sessions, are all designed to trigger conversation and get you to think on your own when you get outside of that room. And that is what separates TPS, I think. And it's because of the networking opportunity that we get at TPS. It's just fantastic, Margie.
Well, and I also don't want to get in trouble with two regulars, and there's many regulars that come on AgriTalk that will be on our agenda, but we will have a great presentation from Josh Linville on StoneX about the future of the fertilizer market. And we will also have Sean Haney from Real yeah. Agriculture. And you know, I do not have a crystal ball, okay? But I do try to think, and the team works really hard, what can we put on the TPS agenda that's going to be really timely? And as we think about some of the things that President Trump has said about Canada and trade at large, we do have a great conversation with not only Sean Haney, but also Shane Thomas from Upstream Ag Insights. And so we've got a great perspective from our neighbors to the north, Canada, about what to expect there. There's a third pillar here we haven't talked about, and that's yep. our awards program.
Yes, yes.
And on Tuesday night, this is the most humbling, inspiring thing I get to do all year round is host the Top Producer Awards Banquet. So not only will we be recognizing our three Top Producer of the Year finalists in Mark Arnosh, Mark Hanna, and Chase Larson, but we will also, and name the Top Producer of the Year, but we will also be awarding our Next Gen Award winner, who is Dalton Dildine. Amazing story. We'll talk about him more later. And also our Women in Ag winner, Kimberly Ratcliffe, who is a cow-calf producer out of Texas. So there's a night where we are able yeah. to give recognition to folks who have done so much and been inspiring and have sought out excellence in the business of farming. And Chip, this year's special, it is yeah. the 25th year of Top Producer of the Year.
What?
So it is it's our silver anniversary. And we are going to have a lot of special guests there, a lot of previous awardees. And man it's so. It's hard. You know, you open this up saying, Margie, what are you most excited about? And
yeah,
I think right now my answer today is going to be that top producer awards banquet.
Sweet.
So I invite everybody to join us. If you want the full agenda, all the details, there's a lot that we haven't had time to mention.
Yep.
Go to tpsummit.com. And that's got the agenda. It's got the registration for the event, as well as then you'll get a follow-up email for your yep. hotel accommodation. And I want to share for folks, our hotel deadline is tomorrow, is Tuesday, the 21st. So go ahead, get registered. Get yeah. your hotel booked. We also have a number of giveaways, including
yep.
a welder, a jump starter pack, and more. So get registered by tomorrow, and you will be qualified to enter into that giveaway. And here's excellent. My special offer. Use code NEWYEAR, and you'll get 20% off.
All right. Use code NEWYEAR to get 20% off. That's the TPS, Top Producer Summit. Feb 17 to the 19th, coming right up. Get registered by tomorrow. Margie, thank you so much. Hey, we have got Sean Hackett, Hackett Financial Advisors, this afternoon here on AgriTalk.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shop can't miss deals going on now during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. For a limited time, get a free adjustable stand when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch miter saw. That's a $229 value. Plus, save $680 on a Midea 4-piece kitchen appliance suite. Now just $1,796. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 113 through 124. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. While supplies last, see store or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to